You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Incorporated, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm great.
Yay.
We have two guests today.
We do.
This is an annual thing.
I know, and it's kind of like, I like this one because of the time of year it is. It means spring is almost here.
Spring is here. We have Nancy White and Sandy Belth with the Master Gardeners of Monroe County here today, and they're here to talk about the garden fair.
Oh, yes, it's that time again.
It couldn't come too soon.
No. We're all ready for that.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about... why don't we start from like the beginning, Master Gardeners. Why don't you give us a little rundown of what Master Gardeners is, what your mission is, all that good stuff.
Well, Master Gardeners has a mission, and our mission is very short, to promote the art, science, and pleasure of gardening in cooperation with the Purdue Cooperative Extension Service. What that basically means is our motto, helping others grow. And we as volunteers, we teach and we supervise and we mentor and mm-hmm. we help other people know, we identify plants. And this year, we're getting our sixth annual garden fair ready to go.
That's so exciting. And it is next weekend, March 28th. And it is, we'll say this a couple times throughout the show, but I want to get it in there first so people can mark their calendars.
Absolutely.
It is at the Indiana National Guard Armory, and it's from 9 to 4 p.m., 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's not 9 p.m.
Not an all-nighter.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, you said this is the sixth.
Yes. It is. It's the sixth annual. Yes, indeed.
So how did you start doing this? Why did you start doing it?
Because our mission was such that we really wanted to get gardening all over Monroe County. Mm-hmm. This is Bloomington, actually, and Monroe County is a wonderful gardening place. And so we had noticed that the Sassafras Audubon Society had had an affair like this years and years ago mm-hmm. that we all attended, and then they were not able to do that.
Okay.
And so we just thought this was a good opportunity.
Perfect. And what are some things that we're going to see at the fair this year?
Well, we have over 40 vendor booths this year, and Nancy will talk a little bit more about those. But one of the other things that we offer are seminars. And this year, we are going to have four of them. One will be by Linda Cole, and she'll be talking about incorporating and capitalizing on moss in the native shade garden. And so she's really excited to bring her knowledge of mosses and share that with all of us.
I'm excited to hear
really
because I have a lot of moss in my backyard.
Well, and you know, many people have shade gardens and they want to know, well, what can I plant there? And I think moss is a really good thing that we can do. So
and it's beautiful. And it's,
oh, yeah, it's
and
gorgeous. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Colors. I mean, it's not just moss.
Yeah. So we look forward to Linda talking to us about that. Then we have Linda Weisner, and she will be bringing some of her succulents. She and her husband are stewards for the Sycamore Land Trust Touch the Earth property over near Columbus, Indiana, and she had invited me to see her succulents collection, and I was absolutely amazed with all of the different types of succulents that she grows and propagates from seed, and so she's going to be sharing her knowledge of succulents with us. We will also be having Nicole Wooten. And she will be talking about hydroponic techniques and growing opportunities for a nonprofit farm. And then we'll have Ken Cody, and he'll be talking about alternative to boxwoods. Boxwoods, as many of our listeners may know, have been suffering from a blight recently, and makes them look unsightly, and you need to rip them out. So Ken Cody will talk about different types of alternatives to boxwoods.
And that's a That will be a great topic because I think a lot of people use boxwoods in landscaping. Mm-hmm. They're easy to maintain, that you can kind of trim them however you want them
to be.
They're one of those bushes that are very, like you said, easy to maintain. Yeah. And I mean, it's just, they're a great
They're just a staple in our landscape.
Bush. Yeah. So I'll be here. I'll be listening.
Okay.
That's
good.
The one I want to know about. I have three in my front yard that aren't looking so great. But
all of these seminars are free with just the admission to the garden fair. So, and people are welcome to come to all four of them. Bring a pencil and paper.
Take notes.
Do they start right first thing in the morning?
The first one, incorporating moss into the shade garden, is from 9:30 to 10:30. And the next one is from 10:45 to 11:45 on succulents. Growing opportunities and hydroponic techniques will be from 12:30 to 1:30. And alternative to boxwoods will be from 2 to 3 p.m.
Okay. So they're spaced out throughout the whole day.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Great.
So what else are we going to, I mean, do people bring plants to you during this time to identify? Because I think this is the time of year things are starting to come out and they're like, I don't remember that being in my garden last year. What's that?
Yes, indeed, they certainly do, and we'd love to have you that, because right in the middle of the Garden Fair room, which is at the Armory, big room at the Armory, there is a Master Gardener information booth.
Okay.
And so if you bring something, we'll be happy to try very hard, and you will not find very many other places where you have so many gardeners in one spot. So we'll surely come up with some identification, with be it damage from insects or some kind of a fungi that is infesting your garden. So we'll do the best we can. And at that information booth, we're also going to be giving away garden catalogs. People love garden catalogs, so we'll be giving those away. We also are going to, if you get there early, the first couple of hours, we have free tree seedlings. And this year, for the first time, we've got a fruited tree. We're going to be giving away pawpaw tree seedlings, which everybody's going to be happy to get. And for the first time ever, we have new, hot off the presses, the Monroe County Master Gardeners cookbook and garden tips. We've combined garden tips on the same pages with our recipes, and so you'll have an opportunity for a very slim fee of $8 to buy a wonderful new cookbook, and there'll be some really good things you can use all your garden produce in. We focused on that, too.
And there'll also be some garden tips in there, too.
Yes, indeed. Some garden tips from the Master Gardeners. So be sure and stop at the Master Gardener info booth, but you can't miss it because it'll be right in the middle of all the booths.
I think that's great. I mean, I love local cookbooks. Mm-hmm. I love seeing, because a lot of times I always go through them and see who I know.
Oh,
that's Nancy's recipe. I wonder. That's always fun. And I love that you're giving it that garden flair, because so many cookbooks, I mean, obviously we use cookbooks a lot, but so many of them don't really focus on actual gardening.
Right.
You know, and growing the food yourself, or getting it from the farmer's market and that kind of thing. So I think that's awesome. And you can also get some tips in there on how to make your garden better.
Surely. And I want to mention something that we have tried to do, but you know how the weather is in Monroe County. Each year we try to have an outside booth and so people can walk. Drive past the Armory and know where we are. We have a big sign out there, so they can't miss it on South Walnut Street, but to have something new and special. So one of our new vendors, and we do have about 10 new vendors, and one of those 10 new vendors this year is a gentleman from Martinsville who's a blacksmith. And he's going to set up his blacksmithery, I believe that's the way you pronounce it, and be showing people how he makes shepherd's hooks and all those nice kind of metal ornaments and helping things for the garden. So be sure and look outside when you come in. And speaking of inside, I just want to mention quickly that this year we tried very hard to save some spaces for our nonprofit partners here in Monroe County. For instance, Purdue, who's one of our sponsors, Purdue Extension Services have been so wonderful to us, but everybody knows about Wiley and the Heritage Seed Sale. We'll have the Heritage Seeds there. We have MC Iris, the invasive species folks, and so many more nonprofits that our guests will want to visit those nonprofits so they can get some, and those people just answer questions right and left. The Environmental Commission from Bloomington will be there, and Lee Huss with the Urban Forestry Program. Mm-hmm. So I can't think of a question you won't be able to have answered about gardening and trees and all kinds of things.
That's a one-stop shop. You can go and answer all your questions for the rest of the year when it comes to your garden.
Oh, yes. There'll be all of the vendors are very knowledgeable people, too, so there'll be many, many people there to answer questions.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Nancy and Sandy to talk more about the Garden Fair coming up on March 28th.